Ed Robertson, thanking you for listening to this special encore presentation of TV Confidential. We hope you're enjoying the holiday season, whichever holiday you're celebrating, and wherever you happen to be. Our second hour will include an encore presentation of our conversation from earlier in 2022 with singer-actress Ketty Lester. We hope you stay tuned for that. In the meantime, our first hour will include an encore presentation of our annual New Year's Eve show with Bill Grice, featuring rarely heard audio highlights from early New Year's Eve specials featuring Guy Lombardo.
Hi, this is Lucy Arnaz. You're listening to TV Confidential.
This is Lee Jordan, and that's the Thames River in London, Ontario, Canada. Birthplace in 1902 of the man who, it's rumored, invented New Year's Eve, Guy Lombardo. Guy's father, Gaetano Lombardo, started all seven of his children on musical instruments. Music, in his words, was a light load to carry. The Canadians, before they became royal, included Guy, Carmen, and Liebert Lombardo. Guy was the leader because he was the oldest and he played the violin.
Ed Robertson, welcoming you back to TV Confidential, a radio talk show about television. And we'll spend the next hour remembering the man who, for many of our listeners, was pretty much synonymous with New Year's Eve, and that will be bandleader Guy Lombardo. For nearly 50 years, Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians ushered in the new year with the sweetest music, This Side of Heaven, every year from New York from 1929 through 1976, first on radio, then on television, usually, but not always, on CBS. Joining us now with a special tribute to Guy Lombardo is our friend Phil Grice. Phil does not play the violin, but he is founder and owner of Archival Television Audio. Archival Television Audio, the only extensive television audio archive in existence on the internet, featuring thousands of rare audio soundtracks from original television programs and original television specials, including quite a few of the Guy Lombardo New Year's Eve specials that originally aired in the 1950s, 1960s, and early 1970s. More information, check out atvaudio.com, www.atvaudio.com. Phil, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you and to our listening audience.
You know, it's hard to believe these days. You know, I mean, when we think of New Year's Eve on television, we tend to think of Anderson Cooper on CNN. We tend to think of Ryan Seacrest on Fox, Carson Daly on NBC. And then, of course, up until a few years ago, Dick Clark holding court from Times Square on ABC. But for a good 20 years, Guy Lombardo was the only game in town.
From 1955 through 1976, you're right, and with one exceptional year, and I am still not sure why he did not appear in 1964, every year we could depend on New Year's Eve at home on TV, the Guy Lombardo New Year's Eve special.
What was it about Lombardo that became such a part of the New Year's Eve celebration? Was it just that he was already a presence from radio and transitioning to television, or did he pretty much capture the spirit of the times?
Well, it's not as if he just appeared for the first time in 1955 to the American public. He had a TV show prior to that, and also he had been very much known in terms of the big band era, having started in 1929 through the 30s, had recorded for Decca and Victor. So he was a name in his own right, but not so much for being an icon name like he is remembered for these New Year's Eve programs. And he was basically the main game in town, because if you go back to the early years of television, there was very little on at New Year's Eve. Some interesting facts, just really quickly. If you go back to 1949, and you were watching television, Ed Sullivan actually hosted a program on CBS from 10:30 to 12:10 midnight with Robert Q. Lewis, and get these guests, Save Burrows, Gertrude Burke, Fred Waring, Ed Wynn, and that was a New Year's Eve program. On Channel 4 the same year, 49, you had New Year's Eve from Times Square with Porter Winchell and Jerry Mahoney interviewing people in Times Square. And that was a 20-minute program from 11:45 to 12:05. So that was the type of fare in those very early years. It becomes a little more elaborate as we go on, which I can pontificate as we continue with our broadcast, saluting Guy Lombardo. But when 55 came around, and he became what has subsequently developed into a year after year after year reappearance like no one else ever did, everyone came to remember and to look forward to Guy Lombardo doing his program on New Year's Eve.
Of course, it's interesting. For many years, Guy Lombardo's TV specials were on CBS, but there was a stretch in the mid-60s when he was on another network.
Correct. He was on NBC in 55, the only time he appeared on NBC with his own special. Then he went over to CBS, and he did those shows from 1956 through 1963. And Robert Trout, he was the one who would do the remotes at Times Square. And after 64, which is a year that I have not been able to research why he was not on television, but that was the only year his program did not appear as a special New Year's Eve program. He then reverts to a contract with ABC, and that began in 65, and that runs 66, 67, 68. Then he goes on to a local station, WOR, in 1969, and then returns to CBS for the remaining years of his tenure, 1970 through 76.
Right, he did it. He broadcast through New Year's Eve 1976. Would have done the show that would have ushered in 1977, except he died in November 76, about 8 weeks before that broadcast. But you mentioned Robert Trout, working Times Square for CBS on the first Lombardo special for CBS. Trout was a newsman out of the Edward R. Murrow School of Journalism. While we're on the subject of television specials, New Year's Eve television specials prior to Guy Lombardo, I understand Walter Cronkite did a New Year's Eve special 1 year for CBS.
Yeah, I'm amazed at some of these other opportunity moments on television. In 52, Cronkite was on from 11:30 to 12:05. A program called You and 52, and it basically was a retrospective of the great highlights of 1952. No big bands, no remotes. In fact, the same year in 52, there was a Times Square celebration on NBC, and there was coverage of the midnight festivities in New York, Times Square. I might add that the very first time you get a remote with Ben Glauer, who also becomes a fixture doing these remotes at midnight, was in 1951. And there was only 15-minute program on NBC in 1951 where they have Times Square New Year's Eve coverage. And Ben Glauer, he's at the Vantage Marquee at the Hotel Astor, and he's doing a live remote overlooking Times Square. So that was the beginning of television and their remotes.
We're taking a look at early celebrations of New Year's Eve on both local television and network television, along with our friend Phil Grice, founder and owner of Archival Television Audio. Archival Television Audio, the only extensive audio archive of old television programs from the 50s, 60s, and 70s in existence on the Internet. For more information, go to ATVAudio.com, www.atvaudio.com. And you mentioned the show by Walter Cronkite that he did in 52. I mean, yeah, it was mostly a news show, but that would be pretty much in keeping with Walter Cronkite doing a solemn look at the year in reviews. But that also kind of touches on another type of New Year's Eve or end of the year type of special, including a program we do annually here on TV Confidential, taking a look at major stories of the year.
Absolutely, and that was done on television almost from its infancy. It was very typical to do a recap of the past year. I might add that the very first all-out celebration on television came in 1953, the next year. It was a one-hour special called the Martin Block Party, and a host of great names appeared from midnight to 1 a.m. Martin Block was hosting with John Daly. And get a list of these stars who appeared on the show. Eddie Cantor, Perry Comer, Eddie Fisher, Rosemary Clooney, Tony Bennett, everyone under the sun, including, and this is interesting, including guest Guy Lombardo. So here, among all these other stars, Guy Lombardo shows up on TV, New Year's Eve, first time on television, on the Martin Block Party, and that was December 31st, 1953.
Well, of course, that would have been a nice party to go to, but then again, the magic of television, at least if you're in the New York area, if you couldn't go to that party, you can at least watch it on television on WABC.
Which most of us did, including yours truly.
Phil has, as always, Phil has put together a nice selection of audio clips featuring highlights of some of the more significant Guy Lombardo New Year's Eve shows, both for CBS and for some of the other networks, or in one case, local channels that he broadcasts for. As we say, Phil, we've got some clips that you have prepared for us, but before we start hearing bits of Guy Lombardo and some of the various coverage from Times Square from the 50s and 60s, you're mentioning off mic, as long as we're talking about other early network celebrations of New Year's Eve, you brought up a very good point. Steve Allen, when he was hosting The Tonight Show in 1954, he did a cutaway to Times Square for the first time, and that has since become a staple.
Absolutely. We all recall, especially during the Carson era, when The Tonight Show appeared during the week and New Year's Eve appeared during the week, he would break away and then come back and continue the show. Well, the first time that was ever done on a Tonight Show was December 31st, 1954, when Steve Allen breaks away. And Ben Grauer and Faye Emerson described the merrymaking atop the Hotel Astor. And it was followed by another interesting breakaway in 1956, and we're going to hear a little bit of what CBS presented with Guy Lombardo, but his competition on NBC was The Tonight Show, and for a brief stint, Ernie Kovacs was hosting, and on December 31st, 1956, Ernie Kovacs breaks away and goes to Times Square for a pickup.
I don't think there could be a more a bigger contrast between Ernie Kovacs doing New Year's Eve and Guy Lombardo, because, look, Guy Lombardo caught a little bit of flack, towards the end, because some people thought he was a bit too quaint. Whereas, Ernie Kovacs, I think if you looked up the word zany in the dictionary, you would find his picture there. So, but anyway, it's interesting. Again, not only some of the early celebrations of New Year's Eve on television, but some of the famous personalities such as Ernie Kovacs, such as Walter Cronkite, such as Steve Allen, who were involved. Anyway, we mentioned in our first segment that the first Guy Lombardo telecast on network television aired on CBS New Year's Eve 1956. And we have two clips that we're going to play for you right now. The first is a brief 30-second introduction that aired in 1977 on CBS after Guy Lombardo's death, followed by about a minute and a half worth of coverage of Robert Trout covering the action from Times Square.
Thus was the legend born. Everyone agreed it wouldn't be New Year's Eve without Guy Lombardo. And perhaps the most spectacular setting for Guy's annual spree took place in 1956 in the main concourse at Grand Central Station. It was a night to remember.
Time, 11:48, getting mighty close to midnight. And the song we're going to do is a song of 1956. That was the year that Grace Kelly married Prince Rainier. That was the year that saw the perfectly pitched game in the World Series, but not a Brooklyn Dodger got to first base in the game with the Yankees. That was the year that my two friends Bing Crosby and Frank Sinatra made a great motion picture, along with Grace Kelly, of course, High Society. And the photograph record that Grace Kelly and Bing made became number one. And here it is now, True Love.
Oh,
are going to be dancing all night. And we're going to bring you more of our dance music after we go over to Times Square and help them bring in the new year. And at the stroke of midnight, we're going to have a new first in television. We're going to be looking at Times Square, and we're going to be playing our theme song, Auld Lang Syne, from here. So stay with us after midnight. We're coming back here for a lot more fun. Now we go to Times Square. Take it away, Bob Strout at Times Square. Last year when the lights fail. Will they fail tonight? I don't think so. Here it comes. The moment is almost here. The old year is going.
Bob Trout covering the action from Times Square on New Year's Eve, 1956, a part of the very, very first New Year's Eve telecast featuring Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians. The audio, which, by the way, is courtesy of our friend Phil Grice of Archival Television Audio. 2 points, Phil. One, just before they cut away to Times Square, Guy says it was a first for television. As you pointed out early in the broadcast, it was not the first time viewers had seen Times Square covered on television, but I guess it was a first for Guy.
Well, Guy, he made a few faux pas that evening. One, he mispronounced Robert Trout's name. He said Robert Strout, and forgot, evidently, that he appeared in 1955, the year before, on NBC with his Royal Canadians doing a New Year's Eve special, and he was with Ben Grauer, and they did a remote from Times Square, completely forgotten.
Well, as we've said both on the program, Phil, as well as off mic in between segments, when you're doing something live, you say things in the moment, and your main concern is, you know, A, saying something intelligent or halfway intelligent, and being concise so that you can cover what you need to say in the 30 seconds you have a cut in. So,
absolutely. And I know we don't have time to play more timed clips, but it was interesting when Robert Trout mentioned, I wasn't aware of this, and he said that the lights failed in 1955, the year before. So evidently, when that ball went down, the lights did not go on, and there was some concern that it would happen again, but it didn't. It lit up.
Buying or selling a home can be one of the most stressful things we'll ever do in life, but it doesn't have to be. And no one knows better than our friends at Front Porch Realty. Their community of realtors serving the Northern Bay Area of California that cares about their clients as individuals first and foremost. Whether you're a first-time buyer or looking to lease or sell your property in the Bay Area, Front Porch Realty will help you through this important transition by providing you with the right information for your situation while lessening the pain. They also work with a network of realtors throughout California who provide the same high caliber of customer service. Call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 for a realtor referral near you. You can also visit their website, frontporchrealtygroup.com, for more information on the services they provide, including upcoming workshops and seminars. For more information, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com. Front Porch Realty. They'll find the solution that works best for you.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-239-0201. 800-239-0201. That's 800-239-0201.
One more item. If you're starting a company, particularly one that is in an emerging market, you know that averting any sort of legal dispute is crucial to your business plan. Our friends at Tectonic Law offer an array of services that can help you avoid and preempt future litigation while also developing and protecting your intellectual property and intangible assets. Tectonic Law serves the needs of a host of emerging industries throughout California and beyond, including industrial designers, beverage makers, artists, farmers, retail stores, health practitioners, wellness experts, cosmetics manufacturers, nonprofit organizations, innovators in sustainable practices, and libraries. Go to TectonicLaw.com to learn more about how Tectonic Law can help your business thrive. TectonicLaw.com. Rock solid representation for groundbreaking industries.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-365-4216. 800-365-4216. 800-365-4216. That's 800-365-4216.
Ed Robertson, along with Phil Grice, founder and owner of Archival Television Audio. Archival Television Audio, recognized by the Guinness Book of World Records as the largest vintage television soundtrack archive in the world, featuring more than 15,000 hours worth of audio from more than 12,000 television programs from the golden age of television up until about the mid-1970s, which more or less coincides with the period during which Guy Lombardo broadcast every year, both on CBS as well as on ABC on occasion, ushering New Year's Eve every year with his band, the Royal Canadians. For more information on Archival Television Audio, go to atvaudio.com, atvaudio.com. Phil, we mentioned a little bit earlier that during that interim in the mid-1960s, when Guy Lombardo was not on CBS, he aired his New Year's Eve special every year on ABC. And one of the interesting aspects of that is the man who covered Times Square, at least that first year for ABC, that being Howard Cosell.
That was a very, very interesting year. One does not associate Howard Cosell doing a remote on Times Square, and that is a precious piece of audio. I might add, most of what we're hearing tonight is non-existent as audio or video. To the best of my knowledge and my research, only three Guy Lombardo New Year's Eve programs exist at any of the major Library of Congress, UCLA, and Paley Center, and only a couple on YouTube. So what we're hearing tonight is what exists only of the broadcast of these shows. And when Howard Cosell does it, it's just really terrific. And I might add that this was the first year on ABC and the first time that Guy Lombardo did what became an annual tradition to count down 10, 9, 8, 7. Happy New Year! It began with the 65 broadcast.
Let's take a listen to some of that 1965 broadcast. Howard Cosell covering the action from Times Square on ABC television, New Year's Eve, 1965.
Now, folks, we're running over to Times Square. And when we go to Times Square at midnight, you'll be hearing all lines on from here, and you'll see the ball drop over there. So now, take it away, Howard Cosell at Times Square.
Thank you very much, Guy. This is Times Square, USA. The crowd's behind me are massive. The noise behind me, as you can hear, is deafening. Police estimate the current crowd as between a half million and a million people. There are people from all walks of life. They are here for many reasons. But one of the primary reasons is to participate in the great ball-lowering ceremony that has become a kind of national New Year's Eve tradition in this country. Directly behind me is the Allied Chemical Building at the very heart of Times Square, USA. Once it was the New York Times building, and people started gathering here in 1904 when the Times building had been completed. From 1906 on,
Howard Cosell covering the action from Times Square on ABC television, December 31st, 1965, the first year that Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians broadcast their annual New Year's Eve television special on ABC, which they did up through 1968, I believe. And the audio, as we mentioned, is courtesy of Phil Grice at Archival Television Audio, atvaudio.com, www.atvaudio.com. tvaudio.com. And if listeners wanted to find the entire 1965 ABC broadcast or any of the other few rare Guy Lombardo New Year's Eve shows that you have available, that they can purchase them through ATV Audio, correct?
Correct.
Phil, you mentioned that you may not imagine Howard Cosell doing a Times Square coverage, but when you think about it, Cosell was the type of broadcaster who excelled in a big broadcast type of moment. And there's nothing, in a lot of respects, there's nothing bigger than covering the ball drop from Times Square on New Year's Eve.
And he did a great job. He was covering the ball drop like a Muhammad Ali fight. He comes over beautifully. It's typical how it goes out.
Yeah. And plus, the other thing that he did, and Guy did it, as we heard in the clip from 1956, kind of summarizing some of the top stories or salient news stories, salient points in the year that is coming to a close, or in the case of Howard Cosell, providing a little bit of backstory about the setting of Times Square.
Right, and that was a typical scenario going way back to Ben Grauer, who used to do it on the radio. It was similar to what you stated with Walter Cronkite doing a very straightforward type of news retrospective. Well, it was usually a minute or a minute and a half of whomever was doing this observation of Times Square going crazy at midnight, going back during the year and basically going through a few of the salient moments that made news.
We're listening to some of those salient moments along with Phil Grice, founder and owner of Archival Television Audio, as we continue our look back at New Year's Eve specials hosted by Guy Lombardo. Phil, we mentioned earlier in the program that in recent years, when we think of New Year's Eve on television, we tend to think of people like Dick Clark. Now, Dick Clark started his annual New Year's Rockin' Eve show on NBC, then later on ABC in 1972. But I understand Dick did a New Year's Eve show long before that.
Yes, we remember New Year's Rockin' Eve with Dick Clark as he hosted the program from actually 1976, which ironically is the last year that Guy Lombardo hosted his Icon program, because he never lived to do the 1977 show. Prior to 76, Dick Clark appeared on the 73, 74, 75 broadcasts that was competition for Guy Lombardo, but not as host, mainly doing color commentary at Times Square. Interestingly, in 1959, he had his own special from 11 to 12:30, coming out of Philadelphia. It was called New Year's Eve Party in Philadelphia. And you had Fabian on, you had Frankie Avalon, the Fontaine Sisters, Jan and Dean, dancing, similar to his American Bandstand approach, and that was on ABC. You had other programs that started to compete with Guy Lombardo. Very interesting one-time shots. There was a 1961 NBC New Year's Eve Party with Xavier Cugat and Abby Lane. There was a competition network, WOR, which later would actually host one season with Guy Lombardo. But they also did things like Twist Along with Chubby Checker. In 1962, there was the beginning of Johnny Carson, who just started with The Tonight Show, who would do his New Year's Eve-type special. There was The Big Party with Jerry Lester. So it goes on and on. The swing into 64, again with Chubby Checker, et cetera, et cetera. These paled in terms of the audiences who would tune in New Year's Eve to Guy Lombardo's New Year's Eve broadcast.
Which shows what kind of command Guy Lombardo had in his prime on television from the late 50s and throughout the 1960s. Now, you mentioned the one year when Guy was not on a network broadcasting a New Year's Eve. That would be New Year's Eve 1969, where the broadcast was only seen in the New York area on Channel 9, I think, WOR.
Yeah, and I'm not sure exactly what happened. With the exception of 1964, where there was absolutely no broadcast by Guy Lombardo on television, he had been on consecutively from 55 through 76. On network television, ABC, NBC, CBS, except for 1969, maybe a contractual dispute or whatever, but he went on WOR Channel 9 in New York, and it's a very unusual program because the first 25 minutes is not with Guy Lombardo. It's with Dave Garraway reporting from Times Square. They shoot back to Guy Lombardo 5 minutes to midnight, and then they go back to Garraway doing the countdown, and then the rest of the program is the typical Guy Lombardo dance music and ending around 1 o'clock.
With that in mind, let's take a listen to some of the audio of Dave Garraway hosting at least the first hour of the annual Guy Lombardo New Year's Eve special, which aired on WOR in New York, December 31st, 1969.
New York 9 presents a New Year's Eve party with Guy Lombardo from the Grand Ballroom of the Waldorf Astoria. Join New York 9 as we begin the countdown to 1970. And now from Times Square, here is Dave Garraway.
You can see now television attracting the lights and other people with a few signs. Not many signs this year. But the audio, the noise, is getting louder than I can believe. I've been here many times on Times Square before. Never this much noise this early. Maybe that's the last sound of the 60s we're going to hear. In fact, we know it is. Maybe that's a good reason for it. Out here in Times Square, the most downtown you can imagine. It's a big thrill for me to be here, I want you to know. I've never been here before, and you should too sometime if you can ever make it. You may be crazy when you get here, you'll think, but you'll be never forget it, I'll tell you. I'm in the historic classical spot of broadcasters. The marquee in front of the old Astor Hotel is right here, but the hotel isn't here any longer. And neither is the marquee, but they put a wooden platform up, and I'm kind of glad. Otherwise, we'd be suspended like some of those other space features you see out there.
Dave Garraway covering the action from Times Square on December 31st, 1969, originally broadcast on WOR Channel 9 in New York, December 31st, 1969, audio courtesy of Phil Grice, ATVAudio.com. Phil, we were talking about Ernie Kovacs a little bit earlier, Ernie Kovacs being the picture of zany. In his prime, you could say the same thing about Dave Garraway being kind of zany. We caught a little bit of that towards the end of that clip.
Oh, absolutely. And who would have thought that Garraway would be in the, quote, driver's seat doing color commentary during Times Square New Year's Eve midnight. And he did a great job. And if you, you know, listen to the complete piece, it's interesting that he was like a DJ during that first half hour, playing Bobby Darin and Frank Sinatra and Barbra Streisand records, and just going in and out, segueing from his description of what was happening to very nostalgic music from the past with the icon greats of 1969.
Yeah, an interesting way of looking at the decade as a whole through playing some of the different types of music from the 60s and how they reflected the changing times of that decade.
Absolutely. I really cherish that particular broadcast. That was pure vintage Garraway. He was certainly a character in his own right. He once did a radio program with a good friend of mine, Scott Ellsworth, who did this jazz show from midnight to 4 a.m., and he came in as a guest, and because he had a bad back, he said, I only do the broadcast if I can do it lying on the floor. That's a four-hour broadcast lying on the floor.
Well, you can hear the entirety of Dave Garraway, not the broadcast of Scott Ellsworth, but certainly the broadcast of Dave Garraway covering New Year's Eve from 1969. You can find out how to get that broadcast in its entirety by going to ATVAudio.com. Now, the following year, Phil, New Year's Eve 1970, Guy was back on CBS.
Right. He finally gets back to his old home ground, the station where he did most of his New Year's Eve special, CBS. He returns in December 31st, 1970, and would stay there for the duration through 76. And this time around, it's to my knowledge, except for the time Faye Emerson appeared with Ben Grauer, first time a solo female was given the reins to do the color commentary at midnight from Times Square, and it was Pia Lindstrom, who was Ingrid Bergman's daughter, who had a brief career, and they put her into service, and she stumbled. She, in fact, instead of saying it's about 1 minute to midnight, she says something like 6 o'clock, and I got a kick out of her. She made a noble attempt, and we have some really rare audio of from the last broadcast of her doing her color commentary.
Well, as we mentioned before, you do the best you can, given the fact that it's live. And so, but we'll take a listen for ourselves. Here's a little bit of Pia Lindstrom covering the action from Times Square on CBS Television, New Year's Eve, 1970.
Of course, they're all waiting now for the moment when the big globe is going to descend the Dodge. The globe has 180 30-watt light bulbs in it and it weighs about 100 pounds. Could do some damage if it fell down. And, of course, in this time of technology and computers, if the ball is going to be lowered by a hand-operated rope and pulley. The ball itself is about 6 feet in diameter, weighs 100 pounds, as I said. It was raised up on top of the Allied Chemical Tower that you're now beginning to see at exactly 6 o'clock. And 11:59, we got about a minute, and it's going to drop.
Okay, Phil, she was no Howard Cosell, but she wasn't bad.
I bet that's very charming.
She wasn't okay. Yo, she got 6 o'clock run, but like I say, you're doing this live, and you got 45 seconds to cover a lot of information. She did she was no Howard Cosell, she was no Ingrid Bergman, but in the moment, I thought she did okay.
You know, what she stated was quite interesting. Also, can you imagine the bill was still lowered by a rope and pulley in 1970? In that broadcast, she mentions in an age of computers, so she even uses the word computers, and does mention the comparison that they're still doing it with a rope and pulley, and I really am amazed that the ball only weighed 100 pounds at that time, and it only had 180 30-watt light bulbs. I mean, compared to today, it's like a candle compared to lighting up the Broadway.
Of course, she said in the age of computers, 1970. In 1970, the typical, most computers were about the size of the ball dropping from Times Square. But in any event, we are listening to highlights of some of Guy Lombardo's specials from CBS and ABC and other networks, which originated in the 1950s and 1960s up until 1976, the final year Guy Lombardo covered New Year's Eve on television, along with Phil Grice. We'll continue our conversation with Phil about Guy Lombardo here on TV Confidential.
Buying or selling a home can be one of the most stressful things we'll ever do in life, but it doesn't have to be. And no one knows better than our friends at Front Porch Realty. Their community of realtors serving the Northern Bay Area of California that cares about their clients as individuals first and foremost. Whether you're a first-time buyer or looking to lease or sell your property in the Bay Area, Front Porch Realty will help you through this important transition by providing you with the right information for your situation while lessening the pain. They also work with a network of realtors throughout California who provide the same high caliber of customer service. Call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 for a realtor referral near you. You can also visit their website, frontporchrealtygroup.com, for more information on the services they provide, including upcoming workshops and seminars. For more information, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com. Front Porch Realty. They'll find the solution that works best for you.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-239-0201. 800-239-0201. That's 800-239-0201.
One more item. If you're starting a company, particularly one that is in an emerging market, you know that averting any sort of legal dispute is crucial to your business plan. Our friends at Tectonic Law offer an array of services that can help you avoid and preempt future litigation while also developing and protecting your intellectual property and intangible assets. Tectonic Law serves the needs of a host of emerging industries throughout California and beyond, including industrial designers, beverage makers, artists, farmers, retail stores, health practitioners, wellness experts, cosmetics manufacturers, nonprofit organizations, innovators in sustainable practices, and libraries. Go to TectonicLaw.com to learn more about how Tectonic Law can help your business thrive. TectonicLaw.com. Rock solid representation for groundbreaking industries.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-365-4216. 800-365-4216. 800-365-4216. That's 800-365-4216.
Ed Robertson, thanking you for listening to this special encore presentation of TV Confidential. We hope you're enjoying the holiday season, whichever holiday you're celebrating, and wherever you happen to be. Our second hour will include an encore presentation of our conversation from earlier in 2022 with singer-actress Ketty Lester. We hope you stay tuned for that. In the meantime, our first hour will include an encore presentation of our annual New Year's Eve show with Phil Grice, featuring rarely heard audio highlights from early New Year's Eve specials featuring Guy Lombardo.
Hi, this is Norma Maldonado, and you're listening to TV Confidential.
Happy New Year, everybody! Happy New Year! And now, when the Saints come marching in.
Ed Robertson, listening to the ball drop from Times Square, along with our guest Phil Grice, founder and owner of Archival Television Audio. Archival Television Audio, recognized by the Guinness Book of World Records as the largest vintage television soundtrack archive in the world, featuring more than 15,000 hours worth of audio from more than 12,000 programs from the 50s, 60s, and early 1970s, including rarely heard, otherwise not available, audio soundtracks of some of the Guy Lombardo New Year's Eve specials that he hosted on CBS and ABC, and in one case, on a local New York station, WOR. You can hear these audio soundtracks in their entirety by going to atvaudio.com, or at least find out how you can listen to these soundtracks in their entirety by going to atvaudio.com. Let's see, now a couple of years later, Guy is still on CBS, for this particular year, 1972, New Year's Eve, 1972. Humorous Gene Shepard, who many of us know as the man who gave us A Christmas Story, humorous Gene Shepard is covering the action from Times Square, New Year's Eve, 1972.
Now we're taking the Times Square and Gene Shepard.
Thank you, Guy. What a scene. Thank you, Guy. Here we are in Times Square. What a place to be on New Year's Eve. It seems like there are a million people here all waiting for that big ball back of me to go down in about 25 minutes, and it will be 1973. Come on, look here, it's saying. Oh. Oh, listen to that crowd roar. I can't think of anything I'd rather be doing tonight than wearing a paper hat and blowing a horn. Right here in the middle of Times Square.
Okay, he was a lot more enthusiastic than Pia Lindstrom, Phil. I'll give you that.
I give him a 10 on the equivalent of Howard Cosell. I love him. He's great. I got to say, he says, I can't think of any place I'd rather be than in Times Square. As a DP, I shot for 5 different years in Times Square on the street, with a big camera on my shoulder, 33rd Street, Broadway, go up and down, and it got a little crazy, and I would think at times if I was getting a nice paycheck, they would be somewhere else I would rather be.
So, if I'm hearing you correctly, there are years where you covered the action from Times Square in New Year's
Eve? Oh, yeah, I covered for Panasonic New Year's Eve live, not from my camera, but from another camera, and there were 2 other cameras doing additional B-roll coverage that was all edited into one particular program. And I was there in 2002, 2003, 2004, which marked the 100th anniversary, 2005 and 2007.
Did you ever have to wear a paper hat?
Oh, I brought home some souvenirs.
See, in our remaining minutes, as we wrap up our conversation about Guy Lombardo and New Year's Eve on television, the final clip you've prepared for us, Phil, comes from the December 31st, 1973 New Year's Eve broadcast on CBS, and this marks the 45th anniversary of Guy doing New Year's Eve from New York.
Yeah, this was a kind of special broadcast as well, because it was the last time that Ben Grauer did the color commentary associated with the Guy Lombardo special. The following year, in 74, he goes back to NBC and does it with Carson. It did mark the 45th annual event, and if one listens to the countdown, it was the one time that they did it twice. They really had this wonderful ending where Guy was noted for his countdown, and then everyone just going into Auld Lang Syne and the type of music that we always associate with Guy Lombardo.
Let's take a listen to the December 31st, 1973 New Year's Eve special featuring Guy Lombardo and Ben Grauer.
Out of Times Square and Ben Grauer. And we have it, Guy, and we have about 2 minutes to the great moment when 73 collapses and subsides, and the brawling infant 74 comes in, signalized by the clock reaching the bottom of the Allied Chemical Tower. Meanwhile, the crowd has increased, as you can see, to a very, very substantial bunch of charming and delightful idiots. Why they do it, but they're doing it. There's a whole array of umbrellas and 460 million crazy hats, and the crowd has picked up the tempo of its shouting. You can certainly hear it as they know that the moment is coming. In about a minute and a half, it'll be a new year. I know one man it's going to be a happy new year for. New York's Mayor Big John Lindsay, laying down his burden after 8 years and for a well-earned rest. Meanwhile, these youngsters are only wanting to get that chance to make that extra scream that is coming in approximately a minute and a quarter. It'll be time for us to switch our cameras up to the top of the Allied Chemical Building, where some 400 feet in the air, that golden ball will start its descent under the command of its veteran superintendent, Lester Brown. He's got his hand raised. Any second now, the ball will start to slide, and watch how that noise increases. Moment when we say goodbye to 73 and hello to 74. There are only seconds to go, and we're in the very navel of the excitement of a New Year's in Times Square. And now, over to you, Guy.
Ben Grauer covering the action from Times Square, December 31st, 1973. Audio courtesy of Phil Grice, ATVAudio.com. It's interesting listening to, you know, some of the various examples of how correspondents for Guy Lombardo covered the action from New Year's Eve. Ben Grauer, like Howard Cosell, big broadcaster, up for the occasion. But I can't help but also feel, I forget the guy who covered the Hindenburg disaster, but I keep expecting Ben Grauer to say, "Oh, the humanity."
Well, I like what he said when he said, "Charming and delightful idiot."
Yeah, absolutely.
I think they have a big, broad approach, and you have to remember his roots. And in my book, he was the best. Ben Grauer, to me, is the man who is remembered for doing that color commentary more than anyone else.
Phil, only got a couple of minutes left as we wrap up our conversation about Guy Lombardo and New Year's Eve. What was it about Guy Lombardo that made him perfect for television?
Well, timing was immaculate. He happened to come along at a time when there was pretty much no competition to do this type of show. And even when competition started to come about on some of the other stations, they didn't have that broad appeal, and Lombardo had a head start, so he had a following. And it took a while before Dick Clark could chip away and then replace him.
Well, as we say, if you want to get a sense of how New Year's was celebrated virtually every year on network television, from the man who for many defined or was synonymous with New Year's Eve. Go to atvaudio.com, atvaudio.com. Phil, thank you so much for sharing some samples of these rare, otherwise not available clips, and Happy New Year.
Same here. Happy New Year to you and to everyone listening. And I'm going to now try to hum Old Ang Syne. If we go out with it, I'll be humming even louder.
Buying or selling a home can be one of the most stressful things we'll ever do in life. But it doesn't have to be. And no one knows better than our friends at Front Porch Realty. They're a community of realtors serving the Northern Bay Area of California that cares about their clients as individuals, first and foremost. Whether you're a first-time buyer or looking to lease or sell your property in the Bay Area, Front Porch Realty will help you through this important transition by providing you with the right information for your situation while lessening the pain. They also work with a network of realtors throughout California who provide the same high caliber of customer service. Call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 for a realtor referral near you. You can also visit their website, frontporchrealtygroup.com, for more information on the services they provide, including upcoming workshops and seminars. For more information, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com. Front Porch Realty. They'll find the solution that works best for you.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-239-0201. 800-239-0201. That's 800-239-0201.
One more item. If you're starting a company, particularly one that is in an emerging market, you know that averting any sort of legal dispute is crucial to your business plan. Our friends at Tectonic Law offer an array of services that can help you avoid and preempt future litigation while also developing and protecting your intellectual property and intangible assets. Tectonic Law serves the needs of a host of emerging industries throughout California and beyond, including industrial designers, beverage makers, artists, farmers, retail stores, health practitioners, wellness experts, cosmetics manufacturers, nonprofit organizations, innovators in sustainable practices, and libraries. Go to tectoniclaw.com to learn more about how Tectonic Law can help your business thrive. Tectoniclaw.com. Rock solid representation for groundbreaking industries.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-365-4216. 800-365-4216. 800-365-4216. That's 800-365-4216.
Ed Robertson, Baptist Tony Figueroa, Donna Allen.
Turtle Bay's 5th annual Reading Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season, open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th. Featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights, don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages. Plus, holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Reading Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Reading. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Join Tolkien's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as hosts Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tolkien's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.